Everyone, this is Beth Chase, and I will be your host today's presentation with Mark Chase on introducing to all of you out there a client brochure library app. I'm very excited about this. It has the potential to save you a considerable amount of money on your brochures, and especially to stay relevant. Because our biggest challenge today is to keep up with this ever-changing culture of the tribe that you are called to be missionaries to. And we know that this tribe, the millennials particularly, that they spend most of their time on their smartphone and with mobile apps. Fewer and fewer of them are using websites. And in a few minutes, Mark will explain exactly why that is. And so let's go ahead and get started here as I introduce to you my son, Mark Chase. And yes, he is my son. And he is a licensed mobile app developer. And he has pretty much dedicated his time, talent, and expertise to pregnancy medical clinics in the area of expanding your marketing, both in donor apps as well as client apps. He has, what is it, Mark, 300 now pregnancy medical clinics that you're working with apps?
Oh, yes, close to.
Okay, close to 300. So he's a busy man, just making sure that they are updated and keeping abreast of all of the regulations that seem to come down, new regulations, quite regularly. So anyway, I'm very pleased to introduce to you Mark Chase, my son. So Mark, you want to say hello?
Hello, guys. How are y'all?
I hope that you're having as beautiful weather as we are. I'm down here in California. And Mark is in his studio in his office in Washington State. So we are going to kind of coordinate here the presentation together. So at this point, just a review here on how this webinar will work today. This is a live webinar, and so anything could happen. If you get kicked off of this presentation, maybe there's a glitch in your power unit, or all of a sudden you just disappear, just log back on. It's no big deal. Also, this webinar will be posted on our podcast format on the PMC Network mobile app. And so if you would prefer to listen to this again via podcast, you can do that there. Also, there will be a Q&A time at the end of the session so we can Mark can answer any questions that you may have. And then it will be recorded, and each one of you will receive an email with a link of the replay so you can listen to it at your convenience. So Mark, at this point, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Well, this is actually going to be a webinar that's going to be is a follow-up to the last webinar, which was last week about client app for pregnancy centers across the country. And I wanted to go into detail a little bit more about the brochure library menu and section that we can integrate into existing client apps or build a new app from the platform which we already have and create a new app for pregnancy centers that do not currently have a client app and so on and so forth. And we'll also talk about an iPad brochure library which will be in-house for staff and also clients to fill out their intake forms. So we'll get into that. Again, thanks for joining us, and just honored and praise the Lord that I am able to be here and be able to learn new things and be able to hand these new technologies out here for you guys. It's the least we can do, so you guys are on the front lines and to fight this war. So if we have something new that we feel that is important, we definitely want to make sure that it gets into your guys' hands and you're able to do God's will with it. So what will you learn today? Well, what is a brochure library mobile app? You also learn why it's important your PMC has one, and how your center can increase its mobile presence. why your clients will use it, when it's time to go paperless. And because I've been getting more and more calls and emails from centers across the country who are wanting or inquiring about going paperless to help save them money, and also as requests from clients in their surveys that they have conducted with intakes. And a lot of them actually have been donated or gifted iPads, iPad minis, also Kindles. So the tablet-specific platforms are out there, and it's just becoming more and more relevant as we move forward in time here. So moving on to the next page. Research shows huge growth in millennial use of mobile apps. This is by DogTownMedia.com, research firm. Comscore recently released their annual report on mobile app usage. The results: millennials still love mobile apps to the tune of whopping 90 hours per month spent on smartphone apps alone. And also down at the bottom, I just highlighted, mobile now represents almost 2 out of 3 digital media minutes, and mobile apps alone now constitute a majority. And the reason why is because the navigational experience in mobile applications is a whole lot better of a experience, and that's really the whole point of mobile applications. That's why your phones, when you buy them from the store, they already come with their own native apps so that they function accordingly, have their own function and interactiveness for them. So that's what apps do. They are downloaded and then as software, digital software, it then marries into the mobile device itself and uses 100% of the mobile device's capabilities that is available to the consumer. And then on the next page, your app icon. So once the app is downloaded from the App Store, your app icon is placed again onto the mobile device and is, well, basically your logo, which is compressed into digital pixels, enabling quick access. So again, that's the reason why all your app icons on your mobile devices are a logo of some kind, or an icon that you are familiar with or that they are marketing. And marketing is huge with the logo and also app icon. It's recognizable, and it's just a great, quick, and easy way to access the certain functionality or information that your center is providing. And then on the next page, once it's downloaded.
Well, Mark, wait a minute. I have a question. You know, for those out there who do not currently have a mobile app for their donors or for their clients, I know one of the things that you've shared is how the names of these mobile apps right here, that you really need to get in there and get your name, because it's like a domain name that it may not be available, right?
That is correct to a certain extent, yes. And a lot of times in you know, iTunes, Apple is different than Android. They're apples and oranges. They both use different code and code design. But Apple has it set up to where if there is a name of a app that is its domain name, that cannot be taken. Now, there are other names out there. For example, there's lots of first choice clinics. There's lots of options clinics with the name, or Real Options, or, well, CareNet, for example. So a lot of those names need to be abbreviated, and you only have 12 characters to work with underneath the app icon. And so that's why so many of these centers now that I'm working with, who are of a PMC chain, if you will, we get kind of creative with the names and the domain and the search in the App Store. So yes, there it will come to a certain point where a lot of the names will be taken, But I think once that point comes, something will have to be done on Apple's end and also on Google's end with Android. So we're not quite there yet.
Okay, thanks. Oh, okay, hold on. This is my fault. I'm having a little challenge with the computer. Okay, there we go. Mark, did it show up?
Yep, it's slow, but it's going.
All right, it might be kind of slow on.
In terms of use and privacy policy, this is something that I think is important, and we have created for every app that is downloaded from the app stores, which covers all our backs, and we want to make sure we're continuing to do that. So this comes up first, and you'll see in the far left screenshot there in the purple, terms of use. So once the app is open for the very first time, they can read the terms of use and agree or decline, and if they decline, then they cannot access into the mobile application. So it is enabling, and it also is allowable. And they can also view the privacy policy, which you could also have in there. Then once everything is completed there, then they simply are directed to the main menu, which is the last screenshot there on your computer screen. So I think this is important, and it also, again, covers all of our backs and makes sure that we're doing the right thing. So after they agree, then they come to the main menu, and on the next page, quick and easy, you'll see that once the main menu is opened, and again, this is one particular center, and we custom designed their platform and their interface here, specifically on basically how the colors, the logos, and those type of things to fit their need and what they want to do. So you'll see here there is a brochure button on the very bottom of their tab menu, which links them to the brochure library. The top four brochures are their distinct brochures, which they have, which they're authorized to use, and it enables them to be able to pass this on to clients, for example, who are in your center and who are leaving your center, and they're able to access the brochure, as you can see here, and go through. And I create these to look exactly the same look, feel, and flow as the brochure, and the pages of the brochure actually curl or cube or with actual digital animation. So it's a really cool thing for them to be able to get this because they're not going to lose it. And then on the next page, digital brochure library. Getting more in depth on this, and you'll see the screenshot there. That they have a few brochures that they have tailor-fit and they have created on their own. And sometimes folks will have them sent to me in digital form or PDF form. If not, then they can simply snail mail it to us and we can do the work from there. But clients won't lose these brochures because how many times have we, Lord only knows what happens to the brochures once the young lady leaves your office. You know, for example, they get in the car, gets lost between the car seats, or thrown in the trash. And most of the time, they're not going to be pulling out a pregnancy brochure in front of their parents or friends, or an STD brochure. So that's something else to keep in mind. Brochures, handouts are integrated onto a digital platform enabled from the main menu. It's private, so they're able to look this up. The information that you have already gone over with them, that way they can review everything, or they can simply share it with someone else who's in need of that particular service. So it's private and discreet, and they can actually view it right in front of their friends because it is their mobile device, and it is a sense of privacy. It's also convenient, very convenient, because your app icon's right there, so all I got to do is simply click on your app icon, access the brochure library, review that information, or get even more information that you guys have available for them on your brochures. Also environmentally friendly, obviously, with not using as much paper. Now, of course, we still want to make sure we have our physical brochures. That's not going to go away. But if we can get to 60% as far as paperless and the remaining 40% being paper. That would be a huge, huge savings for a lot of centers out there. This particular digital brochure library, it's not for every center out there because of the fact of copyright laws and contingencies. So we just want to make sure that we're abiding by and making sure that we have all of the information that is needed in order to develop these particular brochures. And it also saves money in the long run. And the client is not going to lose this app if they do, then, or this brochure, because of the fact that, hey, you know, it's on their mobile device, right? So they'd have to lose their mobile device. So that's another very, very good selling point to this. And continuing on to the next page.
It's already up, Mark. Save time and money.
Okay. Saving time and money. Choosing digital means that your brochure is published instantly, obviously without having no sign off on the printer's proof, or wait up to a week to have the printed piece delivered to you from the printer's storefront operation. If money is a factor, you'll save in printing costs, postage, labels, etc., envelopes in which to mail the brochure. Obviously, that's pretty self-explanatory. But it's definitely something to point out. Again, in the long run, it will pay for itself. And it just gives the client another option if they do not want to take a physical brochure or information with them. It's just a good idea. And the next page. Some additional interactive features, such as STD, STI checklist. These are integrated features which we develop and we integrate into the app so that there are more options for the client. And again, all these tailored features are to whatever specific marketing schemes that you guys are conducting or where you're targeting most some of your market. So if you're targeting younger people, such as youth groups, junior highs, and you're doing more of an educational teaching, this is something that we can create, and we'll get into a little bit more about all the other interactive features also that you can have integrated into. So that way it gives the user an experience of interactive, and they can save the data and they can email it to you. They can, if it's a quiz or a test, and like for example on the next page, client intake forms, for example. This would be something that you can integrate in not only on a phone platform, we also can integrate it into a tablet platform so that this gives the millennials, if they so choose, they want to get signed up, they want to get the intake forms done. That way they don't have to worry about it when they get to your office and everything's already done and taken care of, because again, they're quite of a now generation. And new studies show that they have an attention span, if you will, of about 7 seconds, basically the same as a goldfish. So we understand it, and we're kind of the same way sometimes, right? But the reality is that if we can take care of something and get it in, it actually provides quite a bit more commitment on their part. And again, this is email and actually integrates into your system if you have the correct system for that. But it does get emailed to you so you can actually set up the client appointment and have them review the forms once they get to your center. And continuing on the next page, again, another example of relationship checklist. Again, another feature which is integrated into, and again, it doesn't need to be exactly like this. It's just tailored to what your center has on their agenda of how they want to market and what they want to provide. And on the next page, for example, a sexual exposure chart, which is another great idea. This actually gives them a way to calculate. You guys are probably very familiar with these since you probably have them there in your clinic already, but this would be on a digital form, platform, so they're able to see that and see what's going on with everything. And also, this calculator is realistic, not exact, but it's your true sexual risk assessment, and we recommend scheduling an appointment with the medical professional. So again, another feature for them to be able to get the information, because that's really who our target market is. It's going to be crisis clients, going to STD clients, and the ongoing clients is going to be also something that we're going to get into here in a minute. But on the next page, abortion recovery questionnaire, another good way to be able to take a poll, also to have them check, because a lot of young women out there don't realize they are suffering from an forced abortion. So this is another good way, so you can, they can click on, and it's interactive, and you know, if they click 4 out of 5, then you know they can, it tells them to schedule an appointment with you guys and to have some additional counseling would be advisable. And again, we tailor fit this to your center and how you guys want the wording and so on, all the way down to the font. So and on the next page, and this is a completely different app that I'm going to be talking about now. This is stage 2. This is the in-house brochure library. What I mean by in-house is that it is strictly for your center and your center only, and this is tablet-specific only. So all your brochures are integrated onto a digital platform for intake, interviews, and educating. And like I told you earlier in the webinar, that a lot of centers are moving in this direction as an option for the client to be able to do a lot of their information gathering. It is proprietary, again, so it is proprietary to your center. So once it is uploaded and approved by Apple or Google, it is proprietary to your center, meaning there is a username and password that is required. So you would have that for your staff and counselors and, of course, yourself to access. And it is just a one-time username and password that's required, which I create for you. You can change it any time. But that way you know that all your information, and especially the brochures which are proprietary to your center, are protected. Staff walks through with client. It also is tablet-specific. Clients complete forms. So it's really easy for them to complete intake forms if they so choose to be able to conduct that. You'll see here that we have on this particular iPad brochure library menu all of the brochures that this particular center, Real Options, felt were what they wanted to be on there. And this is just one section of this particular app. And you'll see that there's a due date calculator down at the tab menu button down at the bottom. Also, AB client, which means an abortion client, Medicaid client, and then also an STD client. So they have different menus for different types of clients that they will be visiting with on that particular session.
So Mark, this is a separate app that is used exclusively by the staff of the medical clinic when they are working with patients. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes. Yes.
Okay. All right, I get it.
And on the next page, you'll see a due date calculator as an example. Okay, so they wanted to have a due date calculator so they can have quick and easy there using the tablet. So they're able to calculate the due date using this particular method, and it's quick and easy for them to do so. And then on the next page, we have quizzes or tests that this particular center thought was important, and they have in their normal traditional paper brochures that they hand out that they fill out or can take in their marketing. So, for example, test, this one's called the sex test, and it asks about STDs, viruses, and cannot be cured. Some, now, true and false, these, again, it's tailor-fitted, so we do it exactly how they wanted us to do it, and I believe this is actually something which is very, very cool, because they're actually able to gather the information. The client uses this particular feature to take any type of poll that they want And you guys can create, and we can integrate in any poll, any questionnaire, any test, so they're able to gather that information and make a decision based upon the results.
Mark, could they also add to this in-house app their exit survey?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Oh, wow. I really like that idea. Okay.
Decision guide. Again, Real Options wanted a decision guide within their particular iPad platform for their center, so the client can fill it out if they would like. Or if they prefer papers, of course, they'll have paper for that too. But this is just another option for them to be able to do this, and apparently they've done some research and they have found out that this is actually something that is working for them, and we're continually always adding to with new types of interactive quizzes, tests, intakes, questionnaires, and so on and so forth into their app. So technology is always changing on a daily basis, it seems like. So we're always trying to improve and based upon what is already existing, and it's a process. So it's always changing. And then on the next page, how to market your app. Of course, just like anything else out there, what you put into marketing, you'll get out of it, right? So the QR code, which you guys are probably familiar with, which is pretty common. Most folks know what it is used for. It's great to put on posters, brochures, any type of printed materials. QR codes and App Store URL links are going to be huge for you guys in the near future, along with obviously the App Store buttons, which you would put on any digital marketing, such as websites, email signature, Google search, Facebook, all of those particular digital, any type of social media. And again, you're just wanting to get the word out that you have an app that they can choose to download to be able to have a quick and easy way to access the information and go through the other information which you've already gone through with them in the intake process and counseling. So they're able to they can share also that particular information with other clients that are in need also. On the next page, of course, we have a quarterly app download analysis. So this is a sample quarterly download of Real Options. And you'll see that it's a bar graph telling you when particular spikes in activity have occurred, when young women are using the app, installed on 542 devices. And they're able to actually continue to promote their app and then be able to track, okay, we had this many downloads yesterday. Well, we're going to do a promo. We're going to the college, for example, and we're going to be taking the QR code and getting the word out to download the app if they have a smart mobile device. And you'll be able to take some of these numbers and the quarter reports, or upon your request, I can also send you, because you're going to want to do some marketing analysis, and say, okay, we have this many now who have downloaded. Then after our event, this is how many we have now that we have gained. And we can take that to the board and show them where you were, where you are, and where you're going to be going. So it's a very effective tool, and talking with the boards also and showing them the proof. On the next page, app pricing. So we develop interactive mobile apps for PMCs at an affordable price. We only develop native mobile apps. We do not do web apps. Web apps are not approved by Apple or Google. They are just a portal to a particular web link and do not have any safety measures on them at all. So we do native apps, which are native to the mobile devices themselves, which helps use 100% of the capabilities of the mobile device itself and keeps the user engaged. And on the next page, PMC group pricing. I've set this up for this webinar in the PMC group. And the phone app, and again, this includes a fully developed app client app with the integration of the brochure library into the client app. The tablet app, again, is a completely separate app specifically for your staff and counselors to use in the intake and counseling process with the session and the client. $1,927. Integration into existing client app. Now, for example, I know a lot of you out there have already a client app that we have developed, and since the brochure library actually is a new feature, which one of the reasons why we're putting on a webinar about it is to let you know we do now have this particular feature that is available, and if you so choose, and we can integrate it in. And if you have less than five brochures, we can integrate very easily into the existing client app as a new menu off from the as a submenu, excuse me, from the main menu, which is quick and easy for them to access. Monthly service fee of $37.77. And this covers, again, technology is always changing. We have to update apps on, especially on an annual basis, otherwise they get removed from Apple. Not so much from Google and the Android store, but Apple is pretty strict on updating. So we got to make sure we're continuing to do that. Plus, I'm continually updating the apps as new features come out that are available. I will let you guys know when they are available, and you guys can make a decision based upon that if you want to have them integrated in. Annually, there's a discount. Pay 11 months, get the 12th month free. And on the next page, how to get started? Very easy. Just need, one, your logo and graphic, okay, for the app icon and the look, feel, and flow of the app. Also, second, signed app agreement. It's just a simple agreement. It's not a contract or an extension of a contract. It's not a limited or an annual contract. It's just an app agreement which states that we will not be using your graphics and logos and providing it for third-party usage, and please don't provide our particular interfaces and technology to other third parties either. So it's just a simple agreement. Also, brochures. If you're interested in the brochure library, obviously we're going to need to have those brochures. So the simple way to do it is just simply email me or snail mail it to me if you have to. That's fine too, and we'll get them done. No other information is needed. And
okay, Mark, are we ready for the poll?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to launch. We just created this poll to help us for Mark to know how to help you and to get to those who need it right away more quickly. So if you could please answer the question, how can we help you? First one answers, yes, I want the app ready to use this fall. Let's talk. And then the second one, yes, I'm interested. That's my fault. It's not, I created this morning. It's not by need. It should but. So my apology for the wrong word there. But it's yes, I am interested but need more information. We know that many of you need to have something on hard copy to take to your board of directors so they can see something. So please feel free to answer that poll quickly so we know who to prioritize and get to, because it does take a while to get this app up and going. There's a lot of work to it, and we want to set the priorities for those who are really want to get this thing launched this fall. And if you want to launch it this fall in time for school, you really need to get on this as soon as possible, Mark tells me. All right. Well, I think that's good. We've got answers there. So I'm going to now close the poll. And Mark, can you see the screen?
Yes, I can.
Okay, because sometimes I have to push another button so everyone sees the screen. Okay. All right. So we're ready to move on to the next slide, which is thank you. Thank you, everyone, for taking your time and showing up to this live presentation. I know that how busy you are, but this is such an important opportunity for you to be able to be more relevant, save you some money, and reach more women. So also now we want to take a moment and go to questions. So if you have any questions, and there is at least one question I'm seeing here, please go ahead and type that your question into the question box. Mark, here's one question. The question is, can the intake form and confidentiality forms be printed out in the center?
Yes. Yes, they can.
Okay, that's an easy answer. Okay, well, it looks like that's the only one that I have so far. And I'm not seeing any more come up. Oh, wait, here's another one. Can you show what the brochure will look like on the phone?
I did create one screenshot there. It was a few slides back. But obviously on a digital type platform, which we're working with here, and creating something which is non-tangible, and being able to provide that and put that in a PowerPoint is a little bit more on the difficult side of things using screenshots. So the particular brochures that these particular centers have, again, is on a digital platform. So if you can envision your brochure and the pages that are associated with it, well, each page would be on a digital platform so that they would simply click the next page. It would curl or animate over to the next page, as, for example, like any book or paper, pages of paper does. So it feels and is interactive, and it's a pretty cool navigational experience through there. And they can hit back or move forward next to the next page. So I hope that answers your question, but as far as any other screenshots of the particular pages of the brochures, no, I did not feel that that was something that I wanted to put on in the presentation. I wanted it just for you guys to be able to get the idea and the concept of what was provided, because I wanted to keep this webinar as about a half an hour long in respect of your guys' time. So I was really kind of choosy and picky about what I was going to put into it. So I apologize that there's not any more slides to be able to show, and maybe we can do that on the next webinar. I'll remember to do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, here's a great question. Are the intake forms tailored to your clinic?
Yes. Yes, they are tailored to your particular intake on how you have it set up or how you would prefer to have it and the questions that are involved in the intake. And you know, for example, you know, if you want the client to sign the intake form, and when it's then sent to you from their mobile device, their signature does appear, and we all can sign it using basically our finger, because obviously our mobile devices are computers, and they it's a touchscreen, so you're able to sign, and that gets sent along with the intake of what you have established there, and that's sent to you guys, so you're able to have that already. And then, of course, you can print it out and then just have them review it to make sure that everything's correct once they get to your facility.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm looking at a question here, and I'm going to paraphrase it because I think I understand the question, which is, can you pick and choose? Basically, the question is, can you pick and choose what you want and what you don't want to have on this app?
Absolutely. Absolutely. What I do is I start out with everything that you guys already have, which is like, excuse me, like, for example, the relevant information which you already have existing, which you feel is important, which you have on your website, right? So I start with that, and then I also integrate in all the features and quizzes and things that I already have. And then as the app is finished and completed and approved, we'll get together and we'll walk through the app and we'll make all the necessary changes that need to be made, because just like anything else, there's always changes. There's always things that need to be updated. There's always things that wording, font, colors, those type of things. Or, you know, I mean, if you guys are really tech savvy and you say, gosh, you know, I already have an idea of exactly what I want, all you got to do is shoot me exactly the color palettes and the font and, you know, visuals of what it is that you guys are expecting, and I can go ahead and already do that. But the easiest way to do this and the quickest way is for me to develop it, get a good idea of what the concept is you guys are looking for, implement that. Then once it is developed and ready for download, we can download it together and review it before it goes live. So that way we can make adjustable and tailor fit it to exactly what it is you guys want.
Awesome. Okay, another question here. It's a great question. Can you link to a website from your library brochure?
Yes. Yes, we can.
Okay. DeVere's website. Oh, okay. What a little bit more on that particular question is that apparently they have links to some evidence-based information that is not specific to their website, meaning they haven't written it, but they like to link to other evidence-based, credible sources about different information. And so I think the question is, can you include those links on the app to another website that they are using for data?
Okay, got it. Yes, to answer your question, I'll kind of elaborate on that. Well, for example, the CDC, okay, some centers use a lot of information from the CDC and their web links, or just their information, period. And the CDC has strict guidelines on the terms of use. If you would read through them, a copyright policy, it's pretty simple and straightforward. And you can link to just about anything that is not in violation of any type of particular terms of policy or copyright, because again, it's just a link, and they have that up there as public information. Now, if we were to take that information and manipulate it in any way, that would be a copyright violation. So we don't do that. We simply have the live link, which then links to their particular information that you so have and desire. So again, the CDC is a huge one, and it's public.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay, another question. Is the pricing for the app the same even if you have more than one clinic?
It does not matter how many clinics you have, and that's the great thing about this. With, for example, if you have a clinic that operates is completely a different entity that, say, specializes in more of the STD side of things, and they have different brochures, I think is kind of what you're getting at, and your particular clinic in a different location more or less specializes in, has different brochures for pregnancy related, then in that particular situation, what I would do is simply create a second brochure library for that particular center within the client app itself. That way, when a client does download the one app, which is the client app, they can choose which center and which brochure library they want to use and to review. So to answer your question, yes. And no, there is not an additional charge for that, because a lot of centers have different multiple locations that specialize in different things. So I understand that. So I have also taken that into consideration in the pricing.
Awesome. Okay. Hey, here's a follow-up to the question about the links. And the question is, but would that add to storage? So she must be wondering if by doing these things, would that complicate the storage issue?
By linking to a URL link, no. Now, if we had it inside the app as a existing inside app link, then that would add a little bit to the storage. But what I prefer to do is, because again, we want to make sure the storage is, we're being respectful of the storage usage for the consumer, so they're not, you know, going through their apps every month and deleting ones that just, you know, they don't use, or that the fact that, oh my goodness, this is sucking too much megabytes and so on and so forth. So we try to keep it at a very, very minimal MB usage. And having a external web link, which what I call it, external web link, so it leaves the app and goes directly to using, for example, Safari, which is what Apple uses, and of course, Google uses theirs, different type external Google Chrome link, if you will, using their particular browser. So it just depends on what browser the user is currently using, but that is a very easy way to avoid usage in the data or storage, excuse me.
Okay. All right. Okay, well, I think that's it, Mark.
Great.
For questions. And so anything else you want to wrap up, summarize anything before we log off?
Not at this point, no. I think we pretty much covered it all. I'm sure there's quite a few things that I did not, and I apologize for that. But again, I was just trying to make sure that we kept this short and sweet and to the point, because we wanted to make sure we just covered the brochure library side of things and the in-house brochure library for that is proprietary for centers. So again, these are just new technology to help fight this particular war that you guys are all out there on the front lines fighting, and being able to give information, information's power, and being able to provide this information quick and easy for the consumer to be able to access is going to be golden in now and continuing in the future. Those that have the information have the power, and they know that if they can't get information from you or anybody else, they'll find it and get it from somewhere else. So that's where we want to make sure that we are another vital option for clients out there, because, again, we're here to help them. We want to help save lives. So that's what we're here to do, and we're here for you guys. And just let us know what else we can help to improve and to help create new. And if you guys have any new ideas that you feel, gosh, you know, maybe we should talk about this, or I should ask to see if this can actually be done. Most of these ideas came from centers like you guys itself who have just – we're in a meeting and put their heads together and says, gosh, you know, why couldn't we do this? So, again, this is God's called us to be investors, and this is something that I feel we are warriors, and we are not meek, we are bold. You guys, again, are fighting for all the unborn children out there, and may God continue to bless you all, and thank you all very much.
Well, thank you, Mark, for sharing your expertise and your knowledge in this and making just helping the pregnancy medical clinics to be better and more competitive. And I want to thank all of you who are out there listening to this presentation. Thank you for joining us live. And to all of those who are listening to the replay, please feel free to connect with Mark. There is information on how to do that on this page that you'll be able to link to. So may you be blessed, and may you be a blessing.